Good evening. I just want to express our kaddish to Rabbi Sladowski. I had shiva calls for the past few days. Thank you for being with Mali Malcolm and sharing your Divrei Torah. A question for the Olam. This past Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, right? Friday night was Kol Nidre. That being the case, I have the following question for you. Rabbi Kaviger asks the question. The question is, every Friday night of the year you make Kiddush. That means you make a bar priya gafen on a cup of wine, and you make a bracha mekadesh haShabbos on Shabbos, on the midst of Kiddush. So the question Rabbi Kaviger asks is, how come on Friday night, which is Yom Kippur, I understand you can't make the bar priya gafen, but you definitely can make the bracha of the Kiddush bracha, mekadesh haShabbos. Not just in part of, you know, just say it, sit down, if not at the table, whatever you want. Say, the Kiddush bracha. Right, thank you. So how come, Esther Kleger, don't we make a Kiddush on Friday night, Shechalios, B'Shabbos? Okay, so let's assume that experience... Hold on. Sorry, if I was saying the Kviyas is on Yain, fine. So if Kiddush, we assume, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, like the Gemara says, the Gemara tells us that Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa, doesn't say that Kiddush is d'oraisa, it says that Nashim chayavos b'kiddush d'var Torah. That means women are obligated to be d'oraisa. So if women are obligated to be d'oraisa, certainly men are obligated to be d'oraisa. So if Kiddush is d'oraisa, so that which it's al hayayin is probably not d'oraisa. So we can't do the ayin part, so let's at least do the bracha of Kiddush mid'oraisa. So that's one answer Rebbe Kaviger says. Rebbe Kaviger says that the Shemona Esrei is considered a fulfillment of Kiddush on a Doraisa level. So therefore, you can't do the Darabanan Kiddush because, of course, wine. So we're Yotze with Tefillah. And he brings another proof to that. He also brings another proof. He says, there's an opinion of Rabbeinu Tam who says something wild. Rabbeinu Tam says that if you don't have wine, you shouldn't make Kiddush, like Rabbi Farber was suggesting. If you don't have wine, you don't make Kiddush. And the question that Magen Avraham asks, what do you mean? You don't have wine, so you're not going to make Kiddush? Kiddush is Daraisa, wine is Darabanan. So you don't have wine, so don't have wine, you still have Kiddush. Says the Magen Avraham, it must be that Kiddush you fulfill in Tefillah. You're right. So you don't have wine, so you don't have to make Kiddush, because Midaraisa, you fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush already with the tefillah. This is where Rabbi Kaviger says a very famous line. In this context, Rabbi Kaviger says another answer to the question of how come on Yom Kippur, Shechalios B'Shabbos, we don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, save the wine. We don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, it's because maybe to be Yotz in the midst of Kiddush, you don't even have to daven, and it's enough, famous opinion of Rabbi Kaviger, it's enough to say, Shabbat Tava. It's enough to say Shabbat Tava. It's enough to say Good Shabbos, and saying Good Shabbos itself would fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa according to Rabbi Kaviger of Kiddush on a d'oraisa level. That's something that Rabbi Kaviger is mechadish. So two possibilities: either we yotze with the tefillah, or we yotze with saying Good Shabbos. To finish off with one more idea, also about Kiddush, there's a fascinating Toras Kohanim. The Medrash Halacha says the following. The word Zachar, right? Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Now, Zachar usually means to remember something. Usually means to think in our minds, the cathedrals in our minds. So the Braisa says like this, Yachal Belibcha. Maybe Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho means you should think about it. It says that can't be because the Pasuk says elsewhere, Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Shmira, that's believe. So Zachar must be not what you think it's going to say. I would have finished like Rabbi Friedman. So must be Zachar is you have to do a pepeh. No, that's not what the Toras Kohanim says. Mani mekayim zacha. What does the pasuk zacha come to teach me? If not remembering, because remembering is a fulfillment of shamar. So what's zacha? Sheyehei shone beficha. You should learn with your mouth. Doesn't say shiur mask here. The Rishonim understand that to mean that the mitzvah of Zachar is fulfilled, according to this Kohanim, by learning the halachos of Shabbos. Learning the halachos of Shabbos, that's how numerous Rishonim understand this Torah's Kohanim. The mitzvah of Zachar is fulfilled, not just when we make Kiddush, not just when we daven, not just when we say Good Shabbos, but learning the halachos of Shabbos itself is a kiyum of Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, which is fascinating because if you apply that to other places in the Torah where it says Zachar, for example, Zachar, what Miriam did, Bader Tzeischem in Mitzrayim. So it's not just that, you know, you should stay late after Shacharis and not run out and say the six Zichiros and mention Miriam. It's not even just that you should remember, next thing you want to say Lashon Hara, I remember what happened to Miriam, I'm not going to say Lashon Hara. According to this, what comes out? You should learn, I think the Rishonim say Hilchos Negaim, perhaps maybe Hilchos Lashon Hara also. The Rishonim couldn't say learn Hilchos Lashon Hara because there's no such thing as a book called Hilchos Lashon Hara until the Chafetz Chaim came around. The halachas were there, but there was no book that accumulated them from all different places in Shas and Chazal. So learning Hilchos Negaim would be a fulfillment of that Zacharis Hashem Zelchashem Lemiriam, but therefore says from Mitzrayim, as would be learning Hilchos Shabbos. We should be Zelchot to learn Hilchos Shabbos, to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, and to fulfill Shabbos and have Simcha.